In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you had been in year C or maybe in your parish yesterday, you read the gospel account of the woman caught in adultery. As we know, our Lord freed her because he pointed out to those Pharisees who were using her more as a trap for our Lord than they were really interested in carrying out the law or even about seeing justice done, that our Lord showed that how hypocritical they were, and also showed that justice is more perfectly expressed in God's mercy, in freeing those who are in sin's bond, and told her to go and sin no more. In the first reading today, we have another woman supposedly caught in adultery, in Susanna, who was an upright woman who was framed by these two wicked men. And in this passage from Daniel, we can see an allegory very much like the first woman, Eve, who was in a garden with a wicked tempter who, unlike Susanna, refused to give in to Susanna didn't give in to the wicked men and the wicked tempters. Eve gave in to the wicked tempter and took the bait, you might say. Saw that she took the temptation from the evil one and ate of the fruit. And then likewise, of course, we saw that Adam also capitulated to evil, because in many cases, some of the fathers and doctors of the church suggest that in the expression of the evil one, in the serpent, that you will not die if you eat the fruit, was the implication that they would die if they didn't eat the fruit, that he had a certain threat placed on them, and that Adam especially did capitulated and gave in to the threat of the serpent and ate of the fruit instead of standing his ground like Susanna, who said, better for me to not fall into guilt, in other words, not to commit a sin, and then to, you know, be in your under your power, you might say, and have your wicked threat be carried out. So she refused their lewd advances and allowed herself to be falsely accused. Trusting in God, had our first parents had that kind of faith, that trust in God, that had they chose to remain steadfast in virtue, they would have received some kind of assistance from God. And they didn't have that same faith or trust as Susanna had. And we see how in the passage from Susanna that God sends to her aid a young boy who uses as a means to free her a tree, just as we see in our own history of salvation. God sent our Lord who freed us by a tree, by the cross. And so we can look in this passage from Daniel, and there's some very good implications from it, that, you know, if we remain steadfast in virtue and not give in to evil, that God will supply, even if we should have to suffer for a while, that God will come and deliver us. And also that we may not... especially in our world today, which it seems quite prevalent, you know, it's better to suffer for doing what is right than to suffer for doing what is wrong, and that you may not do an evil in order to achieve a good. And so many things, so many portrayals of of you might say the media and the entertainment industry somehow has all the supposed virtuous or the heroes of many of these stories seem to be not much different than the villains they're attacking or trying to defeat. They seem to both use evil means, and one, though, supposedly uses evil means to achieve good, and the other uses evil means to do evil. But there's really not much virtue in either of them. And that is why today we have to understand that we can't capitulate to evil. We cannot somehow think, well, we'll allow some evil to take place, or we will, you know, even participate in evil with the idea that somehow we'll eventually bring about a good. It will never happen. We need to rather always stand fast for virtue, for the right, for the good, even if it should cost us to suffer. Because in the end, we always have the promise of God that he will come to those who are just. The just man will always receive God's help and aid. And the just man, first and foremost, will not be guilty himself if he always does what is right and just and does the good. Better to be falling into the hands of the wicked in a state of virtue than in a state of vice, because we have capitulated or we have given in to evil. And of our Lord today, as for in the gospel, we see as we are progressing towards Holy Week that our Lord is going to have more and more confrontations with the Pharisees, where they are going to continue to ask him more and more who he is, and he keeps telling them, I've told you who I am many times, and yet you do not know me because, frankly, you do not want to know me. It's not that they are ignorant because they haven't heard. Their ignorance is a feigned ignorance. They don't want to know. And this is something that you'll run across even today. Many people want to remain in the dark because they somehow think that they can continue on in their sinful ways and in peace. But it's a whistling in the dark, as they say. You know, they are always going to be looking over their shoulder and keep asking sometimes the obvious because they are, they know that they are in the wrong, but they're continue to remain ignorant or try to just delay the inevitable when judgment will come. It's the trick of the devil, too, in many cases, to keep us not looking to the truth or not asking the right questions or not listening. Maybe that's more important. The devil, many times, will put his fingers in our ears, you might say, and we won't hear or we won't listen to that which we need to hear. We hear the truth many times. There are many people who have heard the teaching of the church, and yet they continue to say, what's wrong with same-sex marriage, or what's wrong with abortion? What's wrong with contraception? It's, you know, if they really wanted to know what the teaching of the church was, they could see it, but they refuse because they want to remain in their wickedness. Let us pray today that we will be like Susanna in the Old Testament, who knew that to remain virtuous, even in the face of evil, is a far better state to be in than to give in to wickedness or to even somehow think that we can negotiate with it. She refused to negotiate. She has allowed herself to be persecuted, knowing that God will always come to the aid of those who are just and upright. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.